A federal district judge has struck down one of Texas's key ballot security measures. Today's Wednesday, August 23rd, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State. The Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Thanks for spending part of your day with the Texas Minute. Two national teacher unions with operations in Texas are coaching teachers on how to inject leftist ideology into the classroom. We'll get to that coming up, but first. Amid staffing shortages in the Austin Police Department and rising crime in the city, Chief of Police Joseph Chacon is retiring from what public safety advocates have deemed a totally dysfunctional city government. He's only had the top job for about 2 years. Over the last 6 years, more than 800 officers have left the APD, coinciding with the rise of an increasingly hostile and leftist city council that slashed funding for the department. Among other indicators, the city's murder rate has spiked, and studies show Austin now has the 15th highest homicide rate in the nation. With Texans still facing more days with triple-digit temperatures, the Electric Reliability Council of Texas announced that the state's power grid broke both the peak weekend and all-time energy demand records this last weekend. Earlier this month, the power grid broke the all-time peak energy demand record for the 10th time this summer. Texas remains under an ERCOT weather watch. The organization has encouraged Texans to monitor grid conditions and their own power usage until August 27th. A new report from the Defense of Freedom Institute shows that two influential teacher unions are coaching educators on how to inject radical leftist politics into their classrooms. The report focuses on the activities of the National Education Association and the American Federation of Teachers. In Texas, the NEA is affiliated with the Texas State Teachers Association. The AFT has its own Texas chapter with multiple locations around the state. The Defense of Freedom Institute report details how at AFT's recent conference, teachers were coached on installing gender ideology politics in their classrooms. The NEA, meanwhile, has claimed that prohibiting teachers from discussing sexuality with elementary school children would hinder their mental health. The Texas Minute will be right back.
Did you know you can watch Texas Scorecard on your TV? If you have a Roku or Apple TV device, download the free Texas Scorecard app. There, you can find all the great Texas Scorecard video content, like The Headline, The Luke Macias Show, Heads Up, and Scorecard documentaries. Download the Texas Scorecard app for free on Roku or Apple TV.
A federal judge has ruled that Texas election officials can't reject mail-in ballots with wrong or missing voter identification numbers. The voter ID requirement for mail-in ballots was enacted as part of a comprehensive election integrity measure that passed the Texas legislature back in 2021. Adding voter ID to mail-in ballots extended the same safeguard to voting by mail that's been in place at the in-person voting locations. The Biden administration sued the state, describing wrong or missing voter ID as, quote, minor paperwork errors. U.S. District Judge Javier Rodriguez ruled that the voter ID requirement violates the Civil Rights Act of 1964. He said that providing a correct voter ID is not material in determining whether voters are qualified under Texas law to vote or cast a mail ballot. The state's expected to appeal the ruling. You can check out the details of this story and the others mentioned today, as well as find the latest news and commentary at TexasScorecard.com. These articles were originally reported by Aaron Anderson, Emily Medeiros, Katie Marshall, and Sydney Henry. The Texas Minute was produced today by Luke Marshall in the 1836 Studios. I look forward to seeing you out around Texas. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.